Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Edith Horii in memory of her husband Hideo and son Jason Horii. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Benjamin Brook, humanities teacher at Pacific Buddhist Academy. Good morning, Dr. Brook.
Ohayo gozaimasu, aloha kakahiaka, and good morning. My name is Benjamin Brook, and I'm a humanities teacher at Pacific Buddhist Academy here in Honolulu. But today I am also speaking to you as a member of the Honpa Hongwanji Hawaii Betsuin and a member of the Betsuin's Buddhist Women's Association. Sometimes people are surprised to hear that I'm a member of the BWA. How is that possible? Isn't it an organization just for women? Well, not anymore. Why is that? The answer is a simple one, and a Buddhist one. Impermanence, change, transformation. Buddhism teaches us that nothing in this universe lasts forever, that nothing and no one can go through existence and remain unchanged, unaffected. People change, cultures change, languages change, and while its core teachings and values may stay the same, even Buddhism changes. The Betsuin's BWA was founded in 1898 as the Fujinkai, which is still the Japanese name for a Buddhist women's organization. The original members were immigrants from Japan and their Nisei daughters, and even decades later, meetings of the Betsuin Fujinkai were still being conducted in Japanese. In 1952, a new organization, the Upasika Society, was founded by and for women in the Sangha who were English speakers. And it was only in 2002 that the two organizations joined together to form the current Buddhist Women's Association. In 2018, the BWA made another important change when it voted to open its membership to all people, regardless of gender. I was one of the first men to join. There were two reasons I wanted to be a part of the BWA. The first is my commitment to promoting gender equality in Buddhism. Jodo Shinshu has gone a long way toward achieving this in its philosophy and practice. Shinran Shonin taught that through Amida's primal vow, all people have equal access to the Pure Land, regardless of their gender, their social class, or any other aspect of their identity, because Amida does not discriminate. In the Hongwanji, women are ordained as ministers, and more recently, transgender and non-binary people have been ordained as well. I embrace these aspects of Shin Buddhist teaching and want to make sure that our denomination continues to follow this enlightened path as it grows into the 21st century. My second reason is a more personal one. I have a daughter who is growing up as a Buddhist woman, and until she takes her place as a member of the BWA, assuming that she wishes to, I need to do what I can to make sure that place is there for her and for others like her. The generation of young Buddhists who are coming of age in this world where some people are trying to free themselves from the impulse to discriminate, while others cling to old ways of thinking and wish to lock people into traditional roles or place limits on what they can achieve based on their gender, sexual orientation, race, religion, or national origin. Earlier this year, the Honpa Hongwanji Mission of Hawaii's Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations approved a new version of their pledge, inspired by a text written in Japanese that had been adopted by their counterparts in Japan a few years earlier. I had the honor to serve on the committee that helped craft this translation. Why did the BWA want to revise its pledge? Impermanence, change, transformation. When our translation committee met for the first time last fall, we began by reflecting on the pledge that was then being used. As a person of Buddhist faith, I will follow Shinran Shonin, who sought to live the life of truth, appreciate fully the blessing of human existence, thoroughly hear the primal vow of the Buddha, and diligently strive to live the life of Nembutsu as a Buddhist woman. Earnestly listening to the teaching, I will live my daily life embraced in Amida's light. Building a home fragrant with the Nembutsu, I will nurture a child of the Buddha. Following the teaching of one world, I will spread the circle of Dharma friends. While beautifully expressed, this image of womanhood centered on making a home and raising a child no longer resonates for many people who are or may become BWA members. And as it speaks of living life as a Buddhist woman, the pledge also excludes those of us who support the aims of the BWA but are not women ourselves. Shin Buddhism is a faith that, from the first, has reached out to people just as they are, living their lives, doing their jobs, and contributing to their families and communities in many different ways. As we were recently reminded by Carol Valentine, the speaker at Hawaii Betsuin's 2021 Ishini and Kakushini Day service, much of Shinran Shonin's early work spreading the Dharma in Japan was financially supported by his wife Ishini's income as a landowner in Echigo. And our founder's legacy was preserved through the efforts of his daughter Kakushini, who established the first Hongwanji in Kyoto. With this in mind, our translation committee set out to craft a pledge that articulates the enduring Buddhist principles of gratitude, interconnectedness, and living in the light of Amida's primal vow, phrased in a way that resonates with our times and our experiences. The process itself taught us a lot about living our own Buddhist values. Between November 2020 and January 2021, we met every 2 weeks and spent hours discussing, drafting, debating, and revising a text that was never more than a paragraph long. Along the way, we learned to surrender our attachment to our own ideas and contributions, our favorite words and phrases that sometimes distracted us from the path we needed to follow. We learned to value the interconnectedness of BWA members from across the Hawaiian Islands, whose suggestions and feedback helped us to shape a statement of faith that expresses the aspirations of our far-flung and increasingly diverse Sangha. Most of all, we developed an appreciation of impermanence, change, transformation. Every time we met, we worked intensely for 1 or 2 hours. By the end of the meeting, we had made dozens of changes, dozens of improvements, and we were sure we had created a beautiful translation, the best version yet. But a few weeks later, we would all arrive at our next meeting full of ideas, our own or other people's, for how we could make the pledge even better. And by the time we finished that meeting, we would have another best version yet, which often looked nothing at all like what we had started with. In this way, our pledge went through 5 or 6 incarnations, each new version adding a word, a phrase, an idea, an experience that brought it closer to expressing the truth we wanted it to share, a truth that speaks to our time, our place, our Sangha, even if it is as old and as universal as Buddhism itself. In March 2021, the Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations voted to adopt the pledge our team had drafted. In another time, another place, a new generation will revisit the work we did and wonder why we chose this word or that phrase. They will remove a line that no longer rings true to them and find a new way to express their commitment to the path opened up to us by Amida Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, Shinran Shonin, Ishini, Kakushini, and all those who followed them. They may not be speaking English as we know it, or Japanese, or Chinese, or Pali, or Sanskrit, but the words they choose will express the same Shinjin, the same Buddhist faith, the same echo of Amida's voice, always calling out to us. Aware of this impermanence, this need for change, this inevitability of transformation, we offer our pledge, a pledge for this place and this time. Guided by Shinran Shonin's teachings, we share Amida Buddha's heartfelt wish for the happiness of all beings. We cherish listening deeply to the Dharma and endeavor to realize a world in which all are equally affirmed and valued. We live each moment within the embrace of Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion, grateful for all we receive. We welcome all with aloha to come as they are to the circle of Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Bunamanda, Namanda.
Thank you, Dr. Bro, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 25th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Linda Nagai. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Edith Horii, and our speaker, Dr. Benjamin Brook of Pacific Buddhist Academy. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Muiliili Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.